Morning, councillors. Welcome to the November council meeting. I'd like to declare it open at 10:20. We're running a little bit late this morning. Declaration of interest. Open the meeting. Announcement of visitors. We do have visitors. We've got Kate Mills from Puzzle Consulting here with us. Welcome along, Kate. And also got Steve Tweedy, who's sitting in on the meeting today, is doing some training. So welcome along, Steve. Disclaimer notices. Council meeting information notes, which are in the front there. Public question time. No. 4.1, response to previous public questions taken on notice. 10:20. 4.2, public question time. No one's here, it's fine. We're up to 5, announcement from the presiding member. Just a couple of things. It's been quite a few meetings, it's been quite a busy month actually, which I'll talk to a few of them after the meeting. But just last Friday here, we had the GVROC meeting, which is the Goldfields Voluntary Organisation of Councils, which was held in Leonora. The AGM was held also, and to make mention that Lorraine Bonza from Dundas is taking up the chair as the GVROC chairperson, and Ron Chambers from Esperance, Shire of Esperance, is the deputy chair, and both are representatives on the State Council. Lorraine and Ron as the proxy. And then after that, we had a Northern Goldfields Working Group meeting, which I'll talk to that after the meeting. 6, record of attendance. 6.1, attendance. We've got apologies, anybody? Everyone's here. 6.3, applications for leave of absence. Neil? Approved leave of absence. Neil? Where are we? Declaration of interest, 7.1, 2 and 3. Financial proximity or impartiality interest, anybody? Neil? Thank you. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Draft motion of the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 21st of October 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Have a mover on that, please. Councillor Norrie. Seconder. Sorry. Councillor O'Donoghue, sorry. Those in favour? Against? Nil. Thank you, that's everyone. Presentations, 9.1, petitions, 9.2, presentations, deputation, delegated reports. Nil, 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 nil. 10, reports, 10.1, reports of the Audit and Risk and Improvement Committees. Nil. Next month. 10.2A, it's the Chief Executive Officer's Report. 10.2A is proposed lease extension for Gawlia Properties, Proprietary Limited, lots 996 and 997 Leonora. Would you like to give a quick overview here?
Sure.
So, Ty, thank you.
Under the Land Administration at the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage, DPLH, the Minister must give consult with the local government as to disposal of any land within its district. In this matter, late last year, the Shire was made aware that Gawlia Properties, which have a current 4-year lease over lots 996 and 997 Leonora on deposit of Plan 186578 to the old detention centre site. We were advised that they were going to go for a lease extension on those lots. And my understanding is a 10 plus 10 lease. The Shire provided a letter of support to that application, and that was based on the fact that the site was to be used for accommodation or workers or accommodation by tourism as well, workers accommodation. In September of this year, the Shire was approached by Goolia Properties and Campbell's Transport on a proposal to use that site as a heavy haulage servicing and parking area. The Shire, through administration, myself and officers, advised both Goolia and Campbell's that it was inconsistent with the future direction of the town, particularly in regards to council's stated position to remove heavy haulage outside of the town. We have had ongoing consultations in that on that process, but this recommendation or this is really seeking council's guidance for administration on which way you wish to go in continuing to support that lease extension, which hasn't been granted as of this stage, or otherwise, and also whether council considers has any safety concerns in regards to heavy haulage. We're talking about a super quad road train, 63 metres long, entering onto Goldfields Highway at that location, noting that that combination of trucks can't use the local government roads. So this is really seeking council's direction on that. From a planning point of view, it is consistent with the local planning scheme number 2 in regards that a transport depot is a permitted use within that area. It is also part of council's position or started position for the council plan in making Leonora a hub, and that includes providing access for road trains and transport users and industry as well. So it's definitely one that can fit in both ways. It's just if council wishes to use or allow super quad road trains into the town.
Thanks, Ty. Questions, councillors? All right, there'll be no question. The recommendation there is in front of you there, that Council A instruct the Chief Executive Officer to write to the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage recommending that the lease over lots 996 and 997, not deposited plan 186578, not be extended should the intent to be used for a transport depot, and B, instruct the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, to write to Main Roads WA outlining its concerns should access to lots 996 and 997 on deposit plan 186578 be considered for heavy haulage vehicles from Tower Street, and C, instruct the Chief Executive Officer to continue to explore alternative locations for heavy haulage transport operations outside the Leonora town site. Have a mover that recommendation, please. Councillor Taylor. Seconder. Councillor Harris. Those in favour? Against? Nil? That's everyone. Thank you very much. Thanks, Ty. Moving right along to 10.3. A, I believe. Let me just go back here. Yep. 10.3, Manager of Business Services. 10.3A, Monthly Financial Statements, September 25. Kiara, is there anything there you'd like to add?
As mentioned previous meetings, we are running roughly a month behind where we'd like to be. Next meeting, we should have both October and November monthly financial statements ready to present. Yep. This September statement does represent our first quarter of the financial year. We will be going through and assessing our budget allocations. There's a few timing issues there that are resulting, like our insurance is all over a 1/12th, where it should be in that first July month. And so that you might see some changes in that over the next month or so, where the timing is corrected.
Yep. Thank you. The rates are flowing in.
They are. I do have some figures if council are interested. One second. There we are. As of the 5th of November, we did have $4.3 million sitting in our rates outstanding. However, $2.2 million of that was unallocated rates. So people have paid rates into our account, usually a large amount.
Yep.
And they haven't given us the breakdown for what rates we're paying it for.
Yep.
So all up is about 2.1 million is outstanding. 275 of the 2,769 notices that were sent out have opted in to do instalments, and only 621 of the overall rates are fully overdue.
Yep.
So we have also seen a few, I've had a few emails in the last couple of days where we're getting those allocations through now that we've sent out the reminder notices for those instalments. So hopefully that'll change quite quickly. Overall, about 68% of the rates have been received for the year, 22% are overdue, and 10% of our rates are being paid by instalments.
Very good, thank you. Councillors, any questions in regards to the monthly financial statements for September? Okay, there are no questions. The recommendation that Council accept the monthly financial statements for the month end 30th September 2025, consisting of A, comparison report, B, statement of financial activity 30th September, and C, material variances the 30th September. Can we move in a seconder on those, please? Councillor Nardone. Seconder. Councillor Norrie. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Kiara. No. 10.3B is accounts for payment September through to November 2025. Councillors, any questions in regards to any of the accounts for payment? Councillor Norrie.
I just, on page 33, item 16, EFT 00022, a lash and brow course, $24,000.
Yep, so this relates to our job support hub services. So the lash and brow course is one of the courses provided to the community to get our community members able to learn how to do lashes and brows in the Shire of Leonora.
Very good.
May I just clarify, that is fully grant funded through the grant,
yep.
Grant program.
Good job.
Any further questions, councillors? EFT 00025 ID 14, $690,743.47 is on its way back to the federal government.
It is indeed, unfortunately. So that's the cashless debit card unspent funds as well as the women's group funds from early 23-24, I think those ones were received. Cashless debit card predates.
You just couldn't hang on to it any longer.
We tried.
Yeah, I know. Okay. If there are any further questions in regards to the accounts for payment, if not, the recommendation is Council accept the accounts for payment as detailed. One, credit card transactions, October 2025, totaling $18,583.65. And two, is bank direct bank transactions, totaling $96,905.17. And three, is batch payments, totaling $1,313,468.60, and payroll payments from pay period ending the 27th of 10th, 25, 10th and 11th, 25, totaling $336,103.27. Can I have a mover, please, on the accounts for payment? Councillor Nardone. Second. Seconder. Councillor Sprigg-Santos. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. 10.3C, changing methods of valuation of land. Who would like to talk to this one?
I will thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
This one is a continuation from the item presented to Council on the 19th of August, where we commenced a process for change of method valuation of land for the Kathleen Valley Lithium Tantalum Mine project. They have currently it's been valued as an unimproved value property. So the request has gone through to request that it gets revalued as a GRV for this from this financial year. We're anticipating that the we're anticipating that the dates it'll be effective from will be the 31st of December this year. Over the full year without a phase in, we'd anticipate about $161,000 in rates income, as opposed to the $12,825-ish that's been raised this year. But that will be a pro rata figure, so it will be slightly less this financial year. We haven't received any submissions from the first phase. This should be the last one that's presented to Council, where we'll just go through the Minister, confirming that we've done due process, and once we get notified from Landgate about the current valuation, we will then be able to raise interim rates with the rates change.
Okay. Councillors, questions? Councillor Norrie?
Just the map on 10.3C, supporting document. That is pre the 10. It's just a...
I would say yes. Yeah, with think, the satellite imaging, it's just to show where the site itself is.
Location is. Any further questions, councillors? If not, the recommendation that Council, in accordance with the provisions of Section 6.2 of the Local Government Act of 1995, prepare an application for the Minister of Local Government to charge the basis of ratings from unapproved values to gross rental values for the following mining operation, LRI, which is Line Town Accommodation Village, which is part of M36693, Assessment 5561, with effect from 31st of December 25 or thereabouts. Technical description, all the portions of the land being part of Lot 57 as shown at DP 220403, a mining tenement 36/696, starting from a point of coordination of 256858.0 metres east and 696074.5 metres north and MGA 2020 zone 51 and the extending northeasterly 50 degrees 0 minutes 0.0 seconds 550.0 metres thence southerly at 140 degrees at 0 minutes 0.0 seconds 500 metres and then southwesterly at 230 degrees at 0 minutes 0.0 seconds 5.50.0 metres, thence northerly at 320 degrees, 0 minutes and 0.0 seconds at 500 metres to the starting point. Approximate area is 27.5 hectares. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Taylor. Seconder. Councillor Norrie. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Point 10.3D, amendment of existing approval for the caravan park.
So we received a request for an amendment to previously approved development application by NTLink Future Urban. This comprises a reduction of 9 caravan sites and 5 camping sites to facilitate 6 four-bedroom units for workers' accommodation, providing an overall site of 85 rooms, removal of a tree, increase in overall site cover, From 12.5% to 16% increase on on-site parking provisions and internal access driveway through to 1A Rochester Street to provide an integrated development outcome between the two sites. The Caravan Park site itself is zoned special use under the Shire's local planning scheme number 2. More specifically, it's the use of the definition of Caravan Park. This has been presented to council as the proposal to put short-term accommodation on top of the caravan site park. It does stretch the land use definition slightly. However, it is the opinion that the accommodation units would be able to be utilised under a cabin use, which is quite common for caravan parks, under the proviso that it is for short-term temporary accommodation, not for long-term workforce accommodation. The recommendation is to accept or consider the proposed accommodation is consistent with the caravan park use and then approve the application for the proposed use subject to conditions and advice notes as provided by our consultants.
Thank you. Councillors, questions in regards to cabins being established in the caravan park? No questions? Go for it, Kiara. The recommendation that council...
That council, one, consider that the proposed accommodation units are consistent with the Caravan Park land use, and two, approve the application for the proposed additions to the Caravan Park Lot 42, number 1B, Rochester Street, Leonora, subject to the following conditions and advice notes. Conditions. One, the development hereby approved shall occur in accordance with the revised plans and specifications submitted with the application, and these shall not be altered or modified without prior written approval of the Shire. The development hereby permitted shall comply with the short-term accommodation definition as contained in local planning scheme number 2. All stormwater generated by the proposed development shall be managed and disposed of in accordance with the approved stormwater plan. Satisfactory building plans being approved by the Shire. Prior to occupation of the development, vehicle parking, manoeuvring and circulation areas shall be designed and constructed in accordance with the approved plans, the Australian/New Zealand standards 2890.2 2018 parking facilities, part 2 off-street commercial vehicle facilities, and 3 Australian/New Zealand standard 2890.1 2004 parking facilities, part 1 off-street car parking. Number 6, the car parking is to be maintained to the satisfaction of the Shire for the duration of the development. 7, within 12 months of occupation, the landscaping and irrigation of the development site is to be installed in accordance with the approved landscape plan and thereafter maintained to the satisfaction of the Shire. 8, prior to occupation of the development, a waste management plan must be prepared and include the following detail to the satisfaction of the Shire of Leonora. First, the number, volume and type of bins and the type of waste to be placed in the bins. 2, management of the bins and a bin storage areas, including cleaning, rotation and moving bins to and from the bin collection areas. And 3, the frequency of bin collections. Number 9, all works must be carried out in accordance with the waste management plan and maintained at all times for the duration of development. 10, prior to occupation of the development, an operational management plan, or an OMP, is to be submitted to and approved by the Shire of Leonora. The approved operational management plan is to be implemented thereafter to the satisfaction of the Shire. And the advice notes, A, this decision constitutes planning approval only and is valid for a period of 2 years from the date of approval. If the subject's development is not substantially commenced within the specified period, the approval shall lapse and be of no further effect. B, the applicant is advised that this planning approval does not negate the requirement for additional approvals which may be required under separate legislation. It is the applicant's responsibility to obtain any additional approvals required before the development slash use lawfully commences. C, should the applicant be aggrieved by the decision of the council in part or whole, there is a right pursuant to the Planning and Development Act 2005 to have the decision reviewed by the State Administrative Tribunal. Such application must be lodged within 28 days from the date of this decision. All noise from the development and associated equipment is required to comply with the Environmental Protection Noise Regulations 1997. The applicant is advised that this approval does not relate to any signage, with a separate application to be lodged and approved by the Shire of Leonora. The landowner applicant is advised that no street verge trees are to be removed. Street verge trees are to be retained and protected from damage, including unauthorised pruning, unless otherwise approved by the local government. In this regard, the landowner slash applicant is advised to liaise with the Shire of Leonora prior to commencement of works. G is short-term accommodation is defined within the local planning scheme number 2 as follows. Short-term accommodation means temporary accommodation provided either continuously or from time to time with no guest accommodated for periods totalling more than 3 months in any 12-month period. And H, in relation to the operational management plan, this is intended to outline operational matters such as traffic and parking management, staff numbers, operating hours, noise management, complaints handling procedures and guests' code of conduct at a minimum. The OMP is to address Lot 41, Number 1A and Lot 42, Number 1B, Rochester Street, Leonora.
Well done, thank you. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Harris. Seconder. Councillor Cottrell. Those in favour? That's against? All right, that's everyone. Thank you. Okay, 10.5. Let's go back to 10.4, Manager of Community Services, nil. 10.5, Environmental Health Officers Report, nil. 10.6, Elected Members Report, nil. 11, a motion of which previous notices has been given. 12, questions from members without notice. 13, new business of urgent nature introduced by the decision of the meeting. 13.1, elected members. 13.2, officers. 14, which is meeting closed to the public. 14.1 and 14.2, matters of which the meeting may be closed. Public readings for resolutions that may be made public. 15, State Council agenda. That's not it. Yep, sorry. Next meeting will be December. We're still running on the Tuesday, aren't we?
No.
Friday, that's right. So, Friday the
12th.
And did we have a late start on that?
For
a chair, no, still 10 o'clock. Thank you. There be no further business. I declare the meeting closed at 10:47. Thank you.